Here on the Growmark Media Tour, I'm speaking with Karen Jones with Growmark, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Growmark cookbook book that is actually helping to feed the world. First of all, Karen, just tell us about the cookbook.
Well, we decided that we wanted to do something special this year to promote the International Year of Cooperatives and also Growmark's 85th anniversary. So got to thinking what would be something that would be different and interesting, and had the idea for a cookbook where all of our employees throughout the system could send in their favorite recipes. And the more we talked about it, we decided that it would be really neat if we could sponsor a charity with the proceeds from the cookbook, and we decided on Farmers Feeding the World, which is an industry-wide effort uniting agricultural businesses in feeding the hungry.
Well, how long did it take to put together the cookbook, and how many recipes are in it?
There are over 1,100 recipes in the cookbook, and so you're not going to run out of things to make, trust me. And we started soliciting recipes, I believe, back in March or April, and the finished books showed up in September.
Wow, that's great. What is the final amount that you were able to donate to Farmers Feeding the World?
We are going to be making a donation of $1,500 to Farmers Feeding the World here in the next few weeks.
Wow, that's great, because I know we talked about it actually at World Food Prize. So it was recognized there. So why did you choose that particular charity?
We, as Growmark, has been sponsoring Farmers Feeding the World for a couple years now, and it just seemed to really fit with our mission of being a cooperative and helping our community, whether that community is at home or even around the world. And the organizations that Farmers Feeding the World helps out are organizations that we really believe in.
Well, I know you're sold out now, but what if a bunch of people just said, hey, we think you need to do a second printing?
Well, we might consider that if we could sell enough books pre-sold, but I will say that on our FS Pinterest boards, we do have a recipe board, and we are posting recipes on there occasionally. So even if you didn't get a chance to buy a book, you could still get a few of the best recipes that way.
Well, that is really cool. So FS Pinterest, and they can go there and get the recipe.
Right. It's Pinterest/FS Services is our account name.
Well, thank you very much, Karen, and thanks to Growmark to help Farmers Feeding the World. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.